Hello again. My name is Jaylana Stevette, the author, and I am proud to bring you this next episode of Sex and a Single Girl Blog. It is 6 degrees of Separation, part 2. You never know what you know or who you know. So in part 1, I was talking about how 2 of my girls knew each other, and I'm still trying to get to the bottom of that shit. Okay? So I'm not going to keep this going any further, so let's just get all the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette and also on my author page at Jaylana Stevette, the author, which is growing by leaps and leaps and bounds. You can also follow me on Instagram at Jaylana _ Stevette, where I keep it nice and hot. And then on Twitter at JStevette, where I keep it hotter. And that page is also growing by leaps and bounds. So you can also follow me at www.jaylanastevette.com. That is for all information Jaylana Stevette, including my book, my urban erotica, The Urban 50 Shades, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So everywhere where books are sold. So if you want to get some information on what I'm doing, where I'm going, you can follow me there, but it's best you go on my author page and on Instagram, because that's where the most up-to-date information will be. Anywho, now that we got the pleasantries out of the way, let's get right into it. Without further ado, 6 degrees of Separation, part 2. Okay, I still don't understand how the fuck y'all know each other anyway. She jumped in my inbox like a groupie. That's how I met her. Monique? That doesn't even sound like her behavior. Well, after what went down today, I'm sure there's all kinds of shit that you don't know about your girl. In that moment, I received a text message from Monique. It said, "I'm sorry to leave like that, but I am so over your girl. She's a weirdo, and I don't need an answer to her." To be honest, I still didn't know what any of that meant. And as much as I was trying to stay out of it, it appeared that the universe wanted me to know. It was like I was the godfather. I was trying to get out, but they just kept pulling me back in. I texted her back and said, "No worries. We will hook up later if she wanted to." I then directed my conversation towards Sheree. "Girl, you know my girl ain't feeling you at all, right?" "That's because she got secrets."
"Meaning?"
"That's some whole other shit you don't know and you don't need to know about, girl. So let's move on. Let's go make some serious boss bitch moves. Let me introduce you to the owner. Today is her birthday, and after this, she has a private party arranged with a VIP special area. So, the fact that I'm in makes you in. She's good people, too. You'll love her." And I did. Irina was the owner of Smokin' Sexy, a local cigar shop that boasted the best cigars from around the world, with an urban vibe to the establishment. Smokin' Sexy hosted jazz events, business meetings, and network extravaganzas. Irina shared her incredible story to business ownership. She was a poor woman who was running away from an abusive relationship and landed in the company of an elderly white woman who had a room above her storefront. Annabelle, the elderly woman, gave Irina the room free of charge in exchange for working in her store. Irina learned everything there was about cigars, and Annabelle had an amazing employee. A few years later, Annabelle became sick and passed away. She left her debt-free establishment to Irina in exchange as a reward for not only getting herself out of her abusive situation, but becoming an amazing friend to her when her family deemed her no longer valuable. Irina's incredible story was the inspiration behind Smokin' Hot Babes, the event that had become a Midwest annual treasure. When I got the personal invite from Irina to the party, I considered myself in. I was also looking forward to whatever this amazing connection was bringing. As the event went on, Sheree and I decided to stop at my place to freshen up. I received a text from Monique asking me to kick it with her and Dante. She had something she wanted to run by me. I said, "Whoop, sorry, can't do it. Can we do another night? Going to a VIP event with Sheree tonight." "Whoop." "Well, how do you know her anyway?" "Whoop." "Monique, why does that even matter? And when did you start entertaining Dante?" "Whoop." "Girl, he has been life-changing. That's why I want you to meet him tonight." "Whoop." "Okay, so you do know him, that him and Sheree are, or were an item, right?" "Whoop. Whoop." "Girl, that shit has been dead since he met me." "You know what it is. So are you coming?" "I can't." "Maybe I can get with you after." "That sounds good." "He said we shouldn't go 24 hours without connecting with you. He's very spiritual, you know." "Woo." "Bitch, what?" "Woo." "I'll see you later, girl." I put down the conversation. I looked up at Sheree and told her about the text. "Girl, stay clear away from him and that situation." "Oh, Sheree, I plan to." "What is this 24-hour thing?" "Girl, you don't want to know." "Yeah, especially I do. Especially if my girl is involved." "How well do you know her?" "What is going on tonight with this question? It's crazy. She asked me the same thing. What the hell is happening here?" "Okay, so him and the 24-hour thing is some sorcery shit. Like, for real. He's trying to cast a spell." "Bitch, no." "Oh, yes. That's why I say stay clear of it all. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about." "Yeah, I'm gonna mind the business that pays me. So, girl, this VIP, you ready?" "Hell yeah, girl. Let's do this." And just like that, Sheree and I switched gears, freshened up for the club, and headed out to have a night filled with fun. The club scene was a whole motherfucking vibe. We were treated like celebrities, and the VIP section separated us from the common clubbers. We almost looked down on them like peasants. "Let them eat cake," I thought, and then realized my ass was smashed. We spent the night dancing, drinking, and flirting with some amazing men. When it was time to call it a night, Sheree decided she didn't feel comfortable going home as we both had way too much to drink. I agreed to let Sheree crash in my house. After all, she was family, right? As soon as we got to my place, I received a message from Monique telling me she was around the corner from my house with Dante. I told her I didn't think it was a good idea to come. My phone rang instantly. "Hello?" "What you mean now is not a good time? You said we could meet up after what you had going on with Sheree." "Well, that's the issue. I'm sorry, I'm still a little bit tipsy. Sheree's still with me." "Tell that bitch to go home. We need to handle this." "Handle what, girl? Handle what?" "And no, I'm not asking her to leave. As a matter of fact, she's staying over." "Girl, you have been with this girl all day. You can't do this one thing for me?" "Ask a woman to leave my house that obviously had too much to drink so that I can deal with her former man, which I already know? No, I think I'm good on that." "I see you on some weird shit too tonight. How much you been drinking anyway? And what has she told you about this?" "Due to the alcohol in my system, I found myself super irritated and went from 0 to 10 in a New York minute. First of all, bitch, and we're going to talk weird shit, baby girl, you leading the class right now. You're doing the absolute most for no apparent reason. Your ass can't even see the absurdity in what you're asking because you have your pussy so far in that man's mouth right now that you can't even think straight. Second, who shows up or pulls up without confirming that it's okay? You around the corner headed to my house for what? Why the fuck does he really need to see me right now? You on some bullshit that you not telling me about, girl. If you don't get the fuck off of my phone. Jay, you being a real bitch right now. I hung up the phone. I knew if I kept the conversation going that it would all turn out bad. I thought about it for a minute. I called Monique back and tried to smooth things over. Look, Monique, I'm sorry to come at you like that, but bitch, this shit has been real for me lately. I don't want to get into this with you, but I can definitely get back with you later, okay? I love you, Monique, I love you. I love you too, girl. Then she hung up the phone. I went back to my company and got her situated so that she could get a good night's rest. The next morning when I woke, Sheree was already getting herself together. Grand rising, my love. How did you sleep? Girl, like a baby in spite of. Monique again? Girl, yes, but that's not even important right now. It's not my job to get to the bottom of things, and when Monique is ready, she'll definitely open up. Girl, I approve that message. Let her come to you with this. If there's actually anything to come with. But anywho, I gotta run early, girl. Remember that white woman with the big red hat? Well, she and I bonded over our hats. And it turned out that she's part owner of a major retail mall here in the city. And she listened to my business pitch and wants to talk to me. Wait a minute. The only white female in the city who owns a mall is, yes, her. Actually, Irina and her are really good friends, and she made that connection. See, that's why it's so important to make these connections. Girl, look at you. Well, I'm sending you positive energy, girl. As always, I know, girl. I'm taking it one step at a time, though. I got the sit down that I hadn't even imagined getting the opportunity to do. That's half the battle there. You got this, girl. You got it. And just like that, Sheree and I hugged and she parted to begin her day. I turned my attention back to the phone conversation with Tammy and Kamara. Damn, sissy. She done lost her whole entire mind. Yes, she definitely did the most. Have you talked to her since? Barely. We sent a couple of messages back and forth. I've even offered to meet with her and Dante's stank ass the next day. He was definitely down, but she wasn't feeling the direction the energy was going. I swear that girl's so fake. She into energy now. Wasn't she just a bishop's wife? That's right, Kamara. That damn girl needs to find herself. So she's so big now on energy. And since she's so big on energy, I wouldn't give her ass no more of my energy. Period, Tammy. And speaking of energy, I need y'all's beautiful energy. I will be coming up there in a couple of weeks before I close on my house. I really, really, really want us to get together. I don't really know Sheree that well, but she's more than welcome to come if you want to invite her, Jay. And you know how it goes without saying about Keisha's crazy ass. But that bitch Monique? Nah, I don't need that energy in my life right now. Kamara! Jay, I'm just saying. You've been there for that girl way too many. Okay, I'm not going to do this right now. I can curse, sis. Jay, some of us only tolerate that heifer you've been celebrating. Chew on that. Okay, I get it. She wasn't really y'all's cup of tea. Noted. No, what I'm saying is you're my motherfucking ride or die, not her. Exactly, Kamara. She's a non-motherfucking factor, sis. Did my corporate polish beauties just get all the way ghetto on me? Oh, I knew y'all had that in y'all this whole time. Oh, don't get it twisted, sissy. I go hard for those I love. Me too, y'all, and I appreciate that. But Monique and I have had years of history as well. If this means anything, we can make this right. Well, we shall see, won't we? In the meantime, I gotta get off of this line. I'm meeting my colleagues about the first quarter budget, and they are not gonna be pleased about the suggestions I am making to cut expenses. Time to put the smack down. And just like that, the three of us agreed on a meetup when Kamara made her way back to the Midwest.